USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the Justice Department is involved in a criminal investigation into how the Russia election interference probe began in 2016.
Investigate the investigators.
The president also insists Robert Mueller's investigation was a hoax and that deep state officials wanted to prevent his election. The wildfires in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, continue to burn. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the tens of thousands of residents that were ordered from their homes just have to be patient.
We still have only 5% containment. We still have residents that are evacuated, and we're asking for patience.
At least 6 homes have been destroyed by the blaze. In Sonoma County, just north of San Francisco, a 34-square-mile fire has destroyed some 49 homes and other structures. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first 2 payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
NBC is saying any former employee who signed a non-disclosure agreement can now speak about it if they were a victim of sexual misconduct while working at the company. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow made the announcement.
Any former NBC News employee who believes that they cannot disclose their experience with sexual harassment as a result of a confidentiality or non-disparagement provision in their separation agreement should contact NBC Universal, and we will release them from that perceived obligation.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey says he understands the growing frustration among parents as the city's teacher strikes drags on.
People are beginning to say, this is frustrating, you know, why can't we land this? And that's obviously a question that spend time thinking about and the mayor should be thinking about as well.
City and union officials are now inching toward a deal after more than a week of striking. More talks are scheduled today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The life of a legendary Maryland congressman was celebrated on Friday morning. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
At a Baltimore church this morning.
Let us acknowledge that God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah E. Cummings.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi eulogizing the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at 68.
Master of the House, may he rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Thank you, Elijah.
Also speaking at the funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.